show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is the show in which you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. That's the point of the program. Toll-free again, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about vaccines, the swine flu situation, Massachusetts, handful of other states looking at some pretty serious police state tactics to possibly force you into being vaccinated. We'll return to that story here in a little bit. And again, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com, where all kinds of fun stuff is available, totally free. So head over there and enjoy that. Meantime, we talk to you about what you want, and we'll go to Corby in Florida. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey guys, I just wanted to comment on the vaccine situation, that the immunity that they have from being sued in case they make a, you know, vaccine that hurts people was from a bill in 1986 by Representative Henry Waxman from California. And it just says, he has a statement here that says, vaccines are products that are completely different from any others. We need to encourage companies to develop vaccines in order to protect the public health. So another, right, it says they can only be sued if they have cases of true negligence or misconduct. In other words, if we intended to help you and you kids develop autism or you get hurt, it's oops, we did not do it by negligence or misconduct. It's just oops.
Yeah, how are you going to prove that? So in other words, they're forcing you to take a vaccine, supposedly, that you have no recourse if you or your child are injured. No recourse.
Right.
You can't even sue them. So what?
They went to a lot of, right, sorry.
I was going to say, so where's the responsibility? Where's the free market competition there?
Right. Well, yeah, they went to a lot of trouble to go lobby Congress to get that, or the government is in with them, and they really are trying to, you know, they want to either control population or do whatever. Now, first, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to go all those routes. But
yeah, it's definitely a disturbing fact.
They should at least be liable for what they produce. Anyway, it's one to comment on that. But anyway.
I have to agree. I mean, it seems absolutely insane to me that they wouldn't, hold a drug company responsible for the drug that it produced.
Hey, this is the nice thing about being politically connected.
I've heard that over and over again.
Right? I mean, this is one of the nice things about having friends in politics, is you can get exemptions for your products and you can get exemptions for your services, and you can force all kinds of different rules down on your competition. Just like with we were talking about the natural health solutions and how they've essentially been forced out of essentially the open marketplace because they can't make claims about what their products can do, which is a big subsidy in a way, not actual money transferring to them, but a real big preference in the market for the establishment medical companies as compared to the natural companies.
And there are times where a drug or something might be appropriate. The problem is they're so overused and they're so expensive because we're forced to use them. And by law, only a drug can cure something or a vaccine can cure something. That it's a monopoly. Well, it's kind of an oligopoly. You have certain industries that basically have their claws in the healthcare industry, and they're basically forcing money from the consumer.
Any other thoughts tonight, Corby?
Well, last one is, you know, what Wayne was saying about those adjuvants. They're basically the cut, like your coke dealer puts in the, you know, it's just something cheaper to put in it, which I've heard all kinds of stories from, as you said, from alcohol, but also for, like, mouse stem cells and any other cheap product they want to put in with it, you know, instead of using the actual small sample of the drug that's supposedly so expensive to produce that, you know, I just, you know, I'm personally against it, you know, so I think it's a, I think, you know, maybe if it's up to you if you want to take one, but I don't get the flu, so I'm pretty healthy. I jog and take care of myself, so, you know, wash your hands and don't touch the handrails like everybody else does. Or
exercise.
You know.
Yeah, all those things
exactly.
Help. And the CDC is warning healthcare professionals to be on the lookout for neurological problems from these vaccines for those who get them. Now, there was a polio vaccine that was given in the late 50s, early 60s, which I got, which basically between 10 and 30 million people got, which was basically tainted with monkey virus linked to a lot of soft tissue cancers. So it stays in your body your whole life, and as you get older and your immune system gets weaker, then it manifests in prostate cancer and different types of cancers. So many people think that that's why we're seeing such an uptick in cancer now among the baby boom generation.
Corby, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dennis is in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, before before I get to the topic at hand, I want to throw something out about the vaccine thing. I understand people are scared about vaccines. Personally, I am so thankful for all of the wonderful vaccines that we have. I took my child at the time when he turned 2 years old to go and get his vaccinations. And on top of all of the other illnesses that now he's not going to get, one of them was the disease I knew as chickenpox. Since the time I was a kid and now, they have a vaccine for chickenpox.
I got it.
If you ever had chickenpox, it sucks.
Yeah, I had chickenpox, but you know the problem with that is if you have chickenpox, you're immune for life. If you get the vaccine, you're not immune for life. You have to get a booster, and even then, you're not immune for life. So the best way to be immune to chickenpox for life is to actually get it when you're a kid.
It is better to get it when you're a kid because if you're an adult, it's more difficult to fend it off.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not going to argue for chickenpox. However, I think that there are adverse reactions to vaccines, and that bothers me.
Yeah, well, whatever. Let's talk about the real danger, the real cancer that we have, the Internal Revenue Service. So my wife and I got a nice little mail from the Internal Revenue Service a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no.
And they informed us that although we moved from California to New Hampshire like 5 years ago, the letter informed us that the year that we left California, we still owed somehow federal income taxes, and that basically we had to pay $10,000, and they had a schedule set up for us already, and they wanted the $10,000, and they wanted it, like, you know, by now.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that's always kind of fun. You suddenly get a bill for $10,000 that you have to pay within the next 6 weeks, right?
Like, wow!
Like everyone can just go ahead and do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tough position to be in.
The average family, I don't think just has $10,000 sitting around that they can just send out.
Especially nowadays.
How are you going to deal with this, Dennis?
Well, it turns out. So the first thing we did is said, you know, what the F? You know, where did this come from? And they're alleging that they alleged a whole bunch of crazy stuff. So we went to our accountant that's been doing our taxes for the last couple of years since we moved to New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and we said, you know, look. Here's all the info we have, and she asked us for everything we have, you know, all the records of our move and selling a property and buying a place and just everything that happened that year. She does it all up, and at the end of the day, after charging her like $300 or $400 for her time, she comes back and says, oh, well, the IRS made a giant big mistake. I've got all the paperwork filled out for you here. Not only do you not owe $10,000, but you can expect about a $1,000 return. They had done like a math. They double counted my. They thought I had almost doubled my income or something like crazy like that for the time I still lived in California.
Hmm.
And it was completely their mistake. Only from the mail that the IRS sent us, it's not like they send you a copy of the return that you had sent in with like a circle around one piece that says,
yeah.
Oh, here's the part that you missed. No. They just said, you owe $10,000, pay it up.
Yeah.
And you have to figure it out.
She knew who to talk to. She knew what the back channels are, what the forms are you have to fill out. I mean, that's how she can charge hundreds of bucks, right?
Right.
And, you know, she came back with, oh, yeah, I found the mistake. It was like a simple arithmetic kind of a mistake. And they owe you money. You don't owe them money. So now we're all happy. You know, we're like, hey, cool. You know, here's your check for a couple $100 of your time. We'll be waiting for that sweet government check. But it's crazy. If you didn't have a couple hundred, I don't know what people would do. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, what is the process now that you allegedly know what's really happened? How do you go about begging them to stop demanding this money from you?
You know, I'm a big believer in hiring professionals for stuff that you suck at. For example, someone else does the oil in my car. I am completely mechanically not inclined.
Mm-hmm.
I pay the guys at Jiffy Lube or whatever. They do the oil. And in this case, this lady who does all of my tax and type stuff, there was like a stack of forms and stuff, and she made it easy for me. I just had to sign a bunch of places that she'd circled. There was forms that said official stuff on it. That was good enough for me.
Well, I'm glad that worked out for you. For some people, it's not as easy, and for some people, they don't just change their mind. They decide that, you know, well, you do still owe us this money, so pay up. We don't really care about what you're saying to us. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Good luck with that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want, text story or anything. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Show is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, they're all there on the front page for your download and convenience. You just click, and they're yours. freetalklive.com.
And we have Lakota Nation Silver Rounds offered by the Free Lakota Bank in a partnership with Midas Resources. Free Talk Live is offering these great prices to our listeners. $19.70 for a 1 ounce silver round from the Free Lakota Bank. And all you have to do is go to silver.freetalklive.com, and you can get one of them. You can get 20 of them. You can get 100 of them. They're beautiful. I'd say they're the most beautiful coin that's currently being produced.
I saw those. They're beautiful.
They really are. Lakota Nation Silver Round at silver.freetalklive.com.
All right. As we continue taking your phone calls, we'll go to Jake in Missouri on the Amp Line. Hello, Jake.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Jake?
Well, I wanted to talk about not paying federal income taxes. And,
excellent.
Ian, I know that... What's that?
I said excellent.
And I know that, Ian, you haven't paid them for I don't know how long, but I'm hoping
It's been
that,
about 5 years now.
5 years. I'm hoping that we can get you some more people to join you. And I know that there's already a lot of people underground not paying theirs, but I'd like to make it a little more easy for other people to do the same. I've talked to other people about not wanting to pay their income taxes, and they're on board, but they're afraid of, obviously, the tax man and going to jail.
Sure.
So I had an idea that is kind of in line with the Free State Project in itself, and I don't know if this has already been thought of. I haven't heard of it, but how about a virtual community of people agreeing to not pay their taxes if a certain level of people have signed on at a future date, like the Free State Project?
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think that it would, the more people, the better. However, there are already millions of people that aren't paying their taxes. You may not be able to get them all to go to a website. So, what is really the advantage to getting, say, 20,000, which is a nominal sum compared to the millions of people that aren't currently paying taxes that do earn money,
mm-hmm.
Income tax, I should say. What's the point in getting 20,000 people to sign up on a website, many of whom could already not be paying?
Well, I think that the people that don't pay are already comfortable with the consequences, and hopefully they're not going to get caught. That's how they're looking at it. But there's a lot of people that won't do that because of fear for getting caught unless they know that they're doing it in numbers. And I think that it can gain support from both the left and the right. Say, for example, you put on the website or on the online community the federal budget, and you get a lot of support from the left, say that half of it is to the military. Well, you can get support from the left, and you get a lot of people from the right that also are not going to want to pay. I just think that this would kind of give them a platform and kind of a strength in numbers to be able to do this and to come out and be comfortable and not do it. Because I honestly don't think that just a bureaucrat change in D.C. is going to work. I think you actually have to cut the purse off.
I agree. Well, I tend to agree with where you're coming from. I guess my concern is, how are you going to, what's your pitch on getting someone who is, maybe they're right now not paying taxes, but they're not out in front about it. They're not out on Front Street yelling on top of a soapbox. If they're putting their name on a some sort of public petition, that could scare off a lot of people. How do you plan on dealing with the objection of, hey, you know, I'm all in favor of not paying taxes, but announcing it publicly? I don't know about that.
Well, I don't think, I mean, the people that are already doing it underground, good for them. I mean, that's more the merrier. That's not the target market. I think the target is some of the people that are now reaching their breaking point. I think that everybody's got their line in the sand that they won't cross. Mine, I crossed years ago. But I think that as you know, more and more people kind of come around to the idea of liberty and the idea that it doesn't matter what kind of regime change you have in D.C., ultimately you just have to stop paying. And then I think that you can drum up the support by having a Free State Project-like community, which I think is a great idea. I just think that you need and Mark, you used the example of 20,000. That works for the Free State Project. I don't think you're actually right. I mean, you're absolutely right. 20,000 is a drop in the bucket. Compared to the 330 million in America. I mean, I don't know how many of those are tax-paying Americans, but...
Yeah, that brings me to another issue. I think this is a fine idea, and I think if you want to do it, you should. Give it a shot, see what happens. But who will? How will you decide on the number? I mean, I see what you're saying. 20,000 across America is nothing, and distributed throughout all the different cities and towns around America, that's nobody. So that's not going to give you any real significant moral support on a local basis if the IRS does decide to target someone. If it were 20,000 people in New Hampshire that weren't paying income taxes, that might be a little more palatable. But what do you say as far as numbers? And I think one of the other issues you have to deal with when you're picking a number is you could be wrong. Like, the number you pick might not be a very good number. We found that with the Free State Project, 20,000 was way too high because the original idea of the Free State Project was to move 20,000 liberty-loving people together to the same place and have them get active for freedom. But what they didn't really count on was that a lot of these folks were going to be some super activists. And,
really active, yeah.
I mean, so there's still a continuum. Some are less active than others. But generally, the activists here are of a higher caliber than what was expected for that 20,000. And right. So one could make the claim that the Free State Project could have been done with 2,000 or 10,000 or something like that.
Yeah, I've got to say that I think the worst thing about the Free State Project is that 20,000 number.
I agree.
I mean, the 20,000 number is a marker of failure, not a marker of success. They had a 20,000 number by September of 06. They missed their marker by a quarter. I mean, they only had 5,000 signers at that time. They took the numbers of the people who signed up, applied them on to the 20,000 number that they just sort of said, okay, forget the date. And then they applied those numbers forward. And, some people feel that those numbers are fraudulent. I can see those people's point.
So if you set it at 3 million, which would be essentially 1% of the U.S. population, if the population here is around 300 million, 3 million would be 1%. And I think that would be a pretty significant protest if 1% of the American people decided to speak up and say they were never going to pay taxes again. But what if you only get a million of the three?
Well, then I think that it's kind of in line. I mean, just the same way the Free State Project hasn't gotten 20,000 people. I think that the out, and I haven't read exactly the clause in the online contract, but that you are no longer obligated to fulfill that, no longer have to move to New Hampshire, right?
There is no obligation. The Free State Project is only a statement of intent. So you sign that you have intent to do these things, not that there's any sort of obligation.
Well, right. Okay. So then the statement of intent to withhold taxes, I mean, so you signed it, and so now, I mean, you end up paying if you don't get the number of people that you need. And you asked me, what's my number? I don't know. I thought about it this week. You guys are my focus group. I don't know.
And I'd also like to point out that the We the People organization has a court case that they've been pushing for years.
Yes.
And basically they had people sign on to this court case as class action people. And they said they're not paying their taxes until the United States gets out of Iraq. They have some answers on 9/11.
Answered. They have a lot of questions.
Yeah, they have several questions, and they didn't get them answered. And so, I mean, anybody who wanted to sign on board to not pay their taxes could just do that. And I think these questions are very good questions that this organization has.
I think there may be a few more things to cover on this. I'm going to bring you back here, Jake, in a moment. 800-259-9231. You, as the test audience for Jake's idea, how do you feel? What's your initial response here? Would you sign up for something like he's proposing? Dial in at 800-259-9231.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the chat room. You can head over to chat.freetalklive.com, get interactive with some of our other listeners during the show or outside of show hours if you can find them in there. chat.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We've been talking about the Free State Project here tonight with Jake in Missouri, who is still with us. Jake, you had brought up the idea of kind of like the Free State Project, where we're encouraging people to get together in massive numbers to get active and do something. You're talking about doing something similar with federal income taxes, and that is putting up some kind of petition that basically says, if so many other people will stop paying taxes, I will also stop paying federal taxes. And I just wanted to continue exploring this idea a little bit. I was thinking a little further on the concept of, well, what should the number be? What should there be a magic number? And I was thinking maybe a way around that would be kind of the way the Free State Project ended up dealing with this issue, and that is making it so you can adjust the numbers. So basically, I might be more willing to say yes to your agreement if it's 20 people, because, you know, I'm already not paying. So there's a continuum of people in their comfort zones. So if you had something that was a little more customizable, that might be preferential as far as getting people to participate. I'll quit paying taxes if 20,000 people agree to quit paying, whereas someone else might say, well, it's going to take 2 million people for me. And so that's kind of my idea on the numbers. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's the purpose of kind of talking it out now before you even, you know, take that first step. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what number would work. I mean, the Free State Project is relatively new to me, at least the concept. You know, that's why I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about it, you guys having been dealing with the Free State Project for years now.
Well,
so I think it's a good model.
I hear what you're saying. I think that It's a good idea to talk to people, and I think that all the opinions you're gonna get stink. If you have a good idea, you should go ahead and do a good idea. I know that PledgeBank.com would make it very easy for you to do this. You could set up a pledge where 1 million people, 100,000 people, 10 people, whatever, agree, and then you know it all kicks into play. They make it very easy for you to do this kind of thing. However, I don't think it's going to work out. The reason is because We the People organization has a great deal of money behind it. They pushed their thing for a decade, and they got 5,000 people to sign on.
Really? 5,000 people to the class action suit?
That's what I recall. Is all they had to do is go and sign up to class action suit and then say they're not going to pay their taxes until these questions are answered. The questions were great, and it was fabulous. If you're talking about getting enough people together, say 1 million, I don't know, but I don't think there's the advertising behind it to make it work.
Right. There's not,
personally.
You don't have a real set publicity plan. You don't have the money behind whatever it is that you would want for the publicity to get the message out there. You could try to, you could hope it goes viral. I mean, there's always that possibility that it'll just hit big on the internet and go viral, but it doesn't seem likely because of what you're talking about earlier about how reticent people are toward the idea. I mean, they're frightened to death. People are scared S-less of the governments out there, that whether it's federal or local or state, they're scared to death of disobedience. And you're talking about asking people to disobey, even in large numbers. And I think that's another one of the issues that I can that's popping into my mind here, is that there's a certain point at which numbers just get too big. Now, I don't know what that point is for everybody, but to me, 1 million people is a lot of damn people. I don't really know what that means. Like, 1 million, 2 million, 10 million?
It's a huge number. I was looking at REO Speedwagon's, one of their songs on the internet, the views on YouTube. They had 2 million views. For God's sakes, I mean, you're asking 2 million people to sign up to not pay their taxes, something that's a lot bigger. A popular number one song in the 80s couldn't get that many views on YouTube. I don't know, man. The numbers sound extraordinary to me.
Keep on loving it.
Right.
But
right. Mark, I love how you went to REO Speedwagon. That's awesome.
Well, the intangibility,
like that, you've got to go there.
The intangibility is the factor that I want to focus on here for a moment. That you've got these big numbers that are kind of meaningless because you're disconnected from those people. It would be one thing if you were at some sort of rally where there were 100,000 people. And you could feel the energy of those 100,000 people and the, whatever it was that was, the wave goes through the crowd and shouts and various different things are happening. You can feel that. It's very tangible. It's very concrete. It's very real. Whereas if you've just got an online form that says, well, 300,000 people have signed this form so far. But you don't know who those folks are. You don't know if they're even real. You don't know if the system has been scammed. So there are all right. kinds of unknowns for you have to enter into this imagining yourself as the timid little taxpayer that's always kind of maybe fantasized, because there are the people that are not going to be very good prospects. Those are the people that say, well, I disagree with the taxes being spent here and there, but I like the welfare program or I like the military, so I'm going to keep paying taxes. You're only really appealing to a certain percentage of the existing tax base. And
right. Well, and I don't think that it necessarily has to be 100%. I think that you can start with withholding what you feel. I mean, another way that you could set it up.
Whoa. If you're not going to withhold it all, I think you're in some real tough territory there. And if I may explain, if you fill out their forms and you fill them out incorrectly, those are that's a federal crime. It seems to me you're better off not filling anything out and just going off the radar if possible, rather than filling out a form for the for the IRS saying, ha ha, I'm cutting you a $500 check instead of $1,000.
Talk about doing their police work for them. I mean, you're handing the criminal to them at that point.
Yeah.
At the very least, by not filing, they have to do some investigation. And we know what government bureaucrats
are. Loud and clear. I got you.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you are going to go through with it, definitely make it so that these people are pledging to withdraw 100%. And that would be the way to appeal to the people that are serious about this, that are serious about starving, as you were saying, the federal government. And I'd love to see this succeed. I really would.
Me too.
I'm trying to give you some realistic ideas as to what people's objections are going to be and their legitimate objections.
I think that you should learn from the mistakes of the Free State Project on this one. I think you should learn it should just put up a website, more likely just put up a website that encourages people not to pay their taxes, what they are. The government's taxes, what it is that they can expect, why they should should do what you say. I think you should encourage, because every person that doesn't pay their taxes is valuable. Every person that signs your list is useless until they get to 2 million or 4 million or whatever the number is.
Oh, and then you get the other issue of contacting these folks. Because it's not going to be a two-week process to get 1 million signatures. I don't know how long that would take, but it's not going to be easy.
The Free State Project's been around since, the idea was 2001, so you're talking about 8 years at this point.
Right.
And just getting ready to hit 10,000.
And really, is the commitment any significantly different from the Free State Project? It's a pretty significant commitment on both of those issues. In the Free State Project, it's the commitment of uprooting your life. If you've got a family, uprooting them too, and getting everybody to New Hampshire. That's a pretty big task and pretty serious commitment. In this case, it's the commitment of taking the risk of not paying the federal government and what they could possibly do to you. So you are asking for a relatively courageous thing for people to do. It's going to be very difficult to get those names on that list. Then you have the issue of contacting people, because as we found out, or as I found out with my experience with the Free State Project, when I was running the local group down in Sarasota before we moved up here, I got the list of names of all the Free State Project members that were from that area. And this would have been back in, 2005 or so, I think?
Something like that.
Because we left in 06. So, 2005-ish is when I started this group. So about 4 years, only 4 years after the Free State Project had founded. Most of those names, I couldn't get in touch with them. And I had not just email addresses, I had physical addresses and phone numbers, and I was trying to cross-check the physical addresses with their names to see, reverse address check, try to find out if they moved to another location. I did everything I could to try to track these folks down, and there was a percentage of them that I was able to actually get in touch with. So then, the next issue you're dealing with is, if you even do make it to 1 million names, how are you going to inform those people that that it's actually made it, if they've changed their email address? Good luck, man. Thanks for the call. We're coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished you didn't have to push the shopping cart all the way back to the store or didn't have to make so many trips to get the groceries in the house? For the last month or so, at my house, we've been using Totesac. These are handles made of 100% recycled material designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totesac.com. That's spelled Totasak.com, and get a family pack today. It's Totesac. They carry more than you can, a lot more.
All right. We continue here. Just want to get the rest of this out here briefly about the pandemic response bill. Since we started this story, I wanted to finish it up. From WorldNet Daily, Pandemic Response Bill 2028 passed by the Massachusetts State Senate earlier this year, awaiting approval now in the House. All kinds of scary police state provisions here about what they can do to you in the so-called state of emergency. So basically all the governor has to do is say, it's a state of emergency.
It's an emergency.
And that just changes how everything works. And this is kind of common amongst the governments. They've had the states of emergency in the past, and they've always had these provisions that allow them to essentially turn into complete tyrannies instead of just partial tyrannies. And so just let me go down the list of things that this bill will authorize. And as our earlier caller pointed out, as one of these states actually succeeds and passes one of these pieces of legislation, you'll probably see similar legislation essentially pop up in other places around the country. So just because this is Massachusetts doesn't mean that you will avoid such things in your geographic area. So you could be required as the owner or occupier of premises to permit entry into an investigation of the premises. To close, direct, and compel the evacuation of or to decontaminate or cause to be decontaminated any building or facility, and to allow the reopening of the building or facility when the danger is ended. To decontaminate or cause to be decontaminated or to destroy any material. To restrict or prohibit assemblages of persons. Freedom to assemble? Gone. to require a healthcare facility to provide services or the use of its facility, or to transfer the management and supervision of the healthcare facility to the department of whatever it was, whatever government bureaucracy is doing this, or to a local public health authority. So basically they can go into the hospital and say, we're taking over here. All you doctors and hospital administrators who it's your job to do these things, us government bureaucrats are now going to take control of things. To control ingress.
They're so much better at these things.
Yeah. Yeah, to control ingress to and egress from any stricken or threatened public area and the movement of persons and materials within the area. That means checkpoints. That means they will set up different ways to control your movement. To adopt and enforce measures to provide for the safe disposal of infectious waste and human remains. And to procure, take immediate possession from any source, store, or distribute any antitoxins, serums, vaccines, immunizing agents, antibiotics, and other pharmaceutical agents or medical supplies located within the Commonwealth as may be necessary to respond to the emergency. So they'll have the right to steal any sort of medical supplies that they need from the medical providers that are in the area. To require in-state healthcare providers to assist in the performance of vaccination, treatment, examination or testing of any individual as a condition of licensure, authorization, or the ability to continue to function as a healthcare provider of the Commonwealth. Now, Wayne, you had told me that you had a story about certain healthcare providers that are basically saying, whoa, we don't want to be a part of this, right?
Yes, there are a certain percentage, in fact, a significant percentage of healthcare workers that are actually refusing to take part in this and don't want to get the shots, who have their own ideas about vaccination theory. And rightly so, are refusing, and that's going to be a big problem for these people who are trying to force this down our throats.
Well, if they refuse, and then they have their license taken away, they're going to be out of work.
Well, then there's
right?
not going to be enough healthcare workers. What are they going to do? They're in over a barrel, because when you have that many people, healthcare workers, who don't want to do it, what are you going to do? What if you only had maybe 30% left that were willing to take it, and they're all going to be, well, not all of them, but a lot of them are going to be sick, so you're not going to have any healthcare workers.
Well, yeah, now we're back to the issue of, well, how do you get people to rally together and actually show solidarity on these issues, like we were talking with Jake about the tax issue. I mean, it's easy to say, well, yeah, you shouldn't agree with this. If you disagree with vaccinating these people, you shouldn't go along with it. But when the state comes along and says, well, if you don't do as we say, you're never going to be able to operate as a nurse in this state again.
I think a lot of people would willingly walk away for that.
I hope you're right about that.
Better their life than their job.
To waive here's some of the other things it'll do. To waive the Commonwealth's licensing requirements for healthcare professionals with a valid license from another state. Okay. To allow for the dispensing of controlled substance by appropriate personnel consistent. Blah, blah, blah. To authorize the chief medical examiner to appoint a prescribed duties of such emergency assistant to collect specimens and perform tests on any animal, living or deceased, and to care for any emerging mental health or crisis counseling needs. So there's more to this about what they're going to authorize. Law enforcement authorities are authorized to arrest without warrant any person whom the officer has probable cause to believe has violated an order for isolation or quarantine and shall use reasonable diligence to enforce such an order.
They don't even bother with probable cause.
It says that you do have to have probable cause to believe that of an order has been violated. So that's pretty nebulous. A person who knowingly violates an order for isolation or quarantine shall be punished by imprisonment of not more than 30 days and may be subject to a civil fine of not more than $1,000 per day that the violation
$30,000.
Unbelievable.
Oh, and so it just continues for as long as until you take your shot, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, good reason not to live in Massachusetts.
Florida, there's more, though. It's not just Massachusetts. According to the CDC, the following states have implemented certain legal actions in response to the scary flu virus. Florida's Surgeon General has suspended distribution permit requirements to allow wholesale distribution of Tamiflu and Relenza. It's also distributed a series of blank quarantine order forms, including a voluntary home quarantine agreement, a quarantine to residence order, a quarantine to residence order for noncompliance, a quarantine to facility order, that means some sort of hospital, mental hospital or something, jail, quarantine detention order, et cetera, et cetera. Iowa, in addition to the facility quarantine orders, they've made available forms for voluntary home confinement, home quarantine, and home isolation. And, you know, the list goes on of various different states that have these detention orders that they've been essentially prepping. They're getting ready for something to happen.
Isn't this perfect, though? Because everybody's a suspect. Everybody.
That's what they want, right?
Yeah.
They want you to be intimidated.
They want to scare people. They want to scare people, and they want to grab more control. This is a perfect pretext because everybody is a suspect, and it doesn't just affect a small group of people with towels on their heads this time.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And, of course, the questions are, what will they do next? Will they be forcing school children to get the swine flu vaccination?
And I can't see why they wouldn't. I mean, you're talking about packing a bunch of human beings into a building in close proximity there where the government has control. Of course they're going to do that.
So that's going to be pretty scary. Also, talking about the question of mandatory flu vaccines. But as you say, Wayne, if they can't find the people to actually administer the vaccines, it could be a tricky situation.
Well, this happened before. You know, there was a similar situation about maybe 5 years ago where they were attempting to initiate something like this. And they had so many healthcare workers that refused that they had to back off. And they may back off again yet because
there's
a lot of resistance to this. And it's really, I know there's supposed to be this viral poster going around of a picture of a snake and the teeth are actually two syringes. It says, don't take the shot. Did you hear about that one?
I didn't. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Wayne. How's it going, guys?
Todd, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, the reason I'm calling tonight is because, well, this is sort of related to the healthcare situation. I was actually in the hospital today. Well,
oh dear.
I wasn't personally in the hospital. My dad was in the hospital because he was on the edge of a diabetic coma. His blood sugar was very low, and we had to send him to the hospital. And to make a long story short, apparently his blood sugar level was down to below 70 to the point where he could have slipped into a diabetic coma had I not been there to save him. So I called 911 and had him sent there.
So what happened?
Yeah. He's fine. He's feeling much better.
So
he was feeling weak.
Was there an issue that you wanted to tie into that?
Well, basically, while we were there in the waiting room, we had a very interesting lady. I was in the waiting room with my brother, and she was talking about the whole Obamacare situation. And everybody there, I guess the whole Obama situation with the health care, everybody basically is saying, you know what, this is crazy that Obama wants the health care because, you know, his brand of health care, because basically now everybody is going to, because we have people coming in and all that, and they're going to be wanting more health care because it's going to be free.
So they were getting it, is what you're saying, in the hospital.
Wait times would already be long. You're sitting in an emergency room. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.